This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Yoga Transforms Wife by Whitetipped. Chapter 01. My wife started to get back into shape after she found yoga. The experience with yoga helped her to get her mind and body into shape and gave her more confidence than I had seen from her in years. She is now into jeans I have not seen her wear in years, has let her hair grow longer, and is getting her nails down French tip style, and is having a pedicure done weekly as well. She is looking better all the time in her capri pants, sandals and smaller tops. Through it all I have been struggling with an affair, having been seeing my college sweetheart, who has been driving me crazy with her body and the sex we enjoy weekly. My wife told me she has been enjoying the new friends she has been meeting at her weekly yoga classes. She told me most of the class is women, but there are 3 men who regularly attend the classes. I asked her about the men and she said it was nothing, just guys wanting to get some stretching in. As I asked her more, she told me more, of course, which aroused my interest and made me wonder what, if anything, was going on. After asking more questions, she proceeded to tell me about the guys in her class. She said Josh was a 33-year-old, single, and an avid rock climber and outdoors person. He was nothing special, but a very nice person. Dave was around 54, my age, and was an avid long-distance biker and worked with light weights as a form of cross-training, and finally Jamal was 45, and a former college basketball player and was using yoga to get back into shape after knee surgery while playing a pickup game. She said they were all nice and she enjoyed being around them and that they made the class more interesting. Interesting was a strange word to hear coming from my wife, Gina. One day she told me she would be late coming home from yoga, as there was a party after the class, a potluck dinner. I did not think much of it, as my sister-in-law was attending the dinner with my wife. My wife came home around 10 p.m. and said the dinner was fun, and she enjoyed the company of her classmates. A week later she told me she was going to a pool party on Saturday for yoga class, and that it was for the class members. I did not think much of it. As the week progressed I noticed my wife seemed to be more tan every day I came home from work. On Thursday morning, I said goodbye to my wife while heading out to my car. I pulled away and drove down the block and parked on the other side of the subdivision. I left my car and walked back towards my house. Our house has a large outdoor deck surrounded for the most part by trees and natural habitat which provides some seclusion for us when we are enjoying the outdoors and the deck. As I started to approach the house, I went to know the front door and noticed the dog was in her cage and sound asleep. I did not see my wife and sent upstairs, and noticed the bathroom door and the master bedroom was shut. I went to my desk room and hoped my wife would not venture down the hall after leaving the bathroom. I heard her exit the bathroom and start to head downstairs after about 5 minutes. I heard her downstairs getting some coffee started for her morning. As I was upstairs I had a perfect view of our deck and when I looked outside I noticed a lounge chair had been set up, a chair I had not seen before. It looked like a massage type of arrangement with the front set up for placing your face in. There was more to the chair and I did not notice the other features, but would see them later and understand their functions in more detail. I heard the sliding door open and saw my wife walk out onto the deck. I was stunned as she appeared in a tiny string bikini, and it was apparent she had been working on her tan, as she was a golden bronze. For the first time, I noticed her hair was more blonde than I had seen in some time, as the sun had bleached it, as it used to when we were first married and we spent more time in the sun. In addition, I noticed a silver anklet and silver bracelet. Her body was great and I could tell she had been doing more than yoga, and it appeared to be a form of weightlifting, as her torso was cut and her muscle tone was more than I ever remember. She started to put lotion on her body, running it up her legs, stomach, arms and face, getting the entire front side, and I was thinking I could come down later and do her back side. As she lay down, I watched her lay there for some time and then watched as she started to run her hands up the inside of her legs and rub near her womanhood, and then work her way up and over her nipples. As she was doing this I heard a car approach the house. It was a nice looking black Lexus. Out of the car came a young looking man with longer black hair, sunglasses, and a day old or longer growth of beard, wearing a tight-fitting biker type of shirt and cargo shorts, and sandals. He did not approach the front of the house but came around the back and surprised my wife with a loud "Hello, Gina." My wife jumped up laughing and said "Hi, Josh." Josh said she looked stunning, and walked over and gave her a hug, while my wife hugged him back. She said she was getting ready for the pool party on Saturday, and wanted to be in the best shape and the best color she could be in. Josh said she appeared to be ready, and asked how her back looked in terms of color. She said she probably needed some work and asked if they could put lotion on her backside. He said he could but would need to lose his outer shell to ensure he did not get oil on his clothes. I did not realize how large Josh was in terms of muscularity until he gave my wife the hug. Gina is 5'3" and about 120 pounds. Josh appeared to be around 6'1" and 185, with huge forearms and, as I was about to find out, a great body. Josh lost his shirt and slipped his shorts off to reveal a V-shaped torso, great chest and abs with black hair covering his front side, and the classic line disappearing into his Speedo. His definition showed through the light covering of hair on his body. Gina turned on to her front side and Josh straddled the lounge chair with his legs on either side of the chair and proceeded to rub lotion my wife's arms, back and legs. He took his time working his way up her legs, and then up her back and up her arms. She was totally relaxed, and Josh lay down on the deck and let her bake for a while. I was taking in the scene when Josh got up after about 30 minutes and whispered something into Gina's ear. My wife rolled onto her back, and Josh worked a lever underneath the lounge chair and the chair raised up with the use of a hydraulic type of function until my wife's was level with Josh's waist while he was standing. Josh said something else to my wife and proceeded to pull arm rests out of each side of the chair, as well as legs rests, which he pulled away from each other. My wife was now spread eagle on our deck. Josh started to rub lotion on my wife's front side. She was getting into the attention, when he unsnapped her top and let it slip to the side of the chair. While rubbing his hands over her distended nipples, he worked his way down her torso and started to rub the fabric of her bikini bottom. As he did this, he stopped and pulled his Speedo down to reveal a G-string holding a formidable package in its own right. He stepped to the side and reached into the one of pocket his cargo pants and pulled out four pieces of a Velcro-like strapping material. He bent down and whispered to my wife again, and while laughing gave her a long kiss on the mouth, as she kissed back with passion. He went to her bottom and removed her bikini bottoms, and she was completely naked and I realized she had no tan lines. It was the first time I had made this connection. I also realized he had no tan lines either, at least to this point, as there was still more of him to reveal. He took the straps and used them to bind her arms and legs to each rest and spread her a little further, and from my vantage point I could see her cut muscles glistening in the sunlight, and again saw a new feature of my wife. She had shaved her cunt hair and just a hint of hair remained on her honey pot. Josh stepped back and admired his handiwork, and grabbed more lotion and told my wife to enjoy the massage. He started at her head, working her face and neck area while kissing her frequently as he worked his way down to her chest where he kissed her nipples while working them with his hands and fingers. He went further down her body kissing her navel area while working the massage oil past her cunt down the insides of her legs to her feet. She was moaning and asking him to let her come. He worked his way back up to her cunt, knelt between her legs and starting to lightly run his tongue up her slit. I could see her hands gripping the sides of the arms rests. As she was moaning, he started to lick harder and stronger, occasionally slipping a finger into her opening. He asked if she would like to feel his cock inside her, and she said she was not sure she was ready to venture there yet and might want to wait until Saturday, as today was just to get her physically ready to handle larger packages. I knew now Saturday was more than a day at the pool with her yoga friends. He said he would consent to her wishes and asked if she wanted to try a model of one of the packages. She said she could do that, and he went to his bag and pulled out a model, which he said was of him. It was 8 inches long and though not extremely thick still had some girth to it. He inserted it into her cunt and started to slowly run it in and out of her cunt, while kissing her nipples and lips and running it more forcefully in and out. She came in a few minutes. After she regained her composure, Josh moved the table back to where his was at a normal position and unbound my wife. She got up and gave him a big kiss and hug, and started to kiss his lips while running her hands down his front side, over his nipples, down his abdomen, and across his G-string. While slowly kneeling, she licked her way down his hairline to the top of his G-string and fingered herself, while licking past his covered cock to his ankles. She whispered something to him and he laughed, got up on the table and lay down. My wife spread the arms of the table and bound his arms to the table. As she did this, she went to his feet, bound his legs to each rest, and spread his legs, leaving his G-string on. She went to his mouth and gave him a long kiss while running her hands across his chest and down near his G-string, never actually touching the G-string or the contents within. She proceeded to massage his body. She gives great massages. She worked his arms, chest, and legs for over an hour, and he was shaking, as she spent time licking his nipples and up and down the insides of his legs during this time, while never touching the package being held by the G-string, which appeared ready to burst. She stopped and told him she would finish him with only her mouth, which she has done to me on numerous occasions. She said to do that she would have to cut his G-string off his body, and he said to hurry. Grabbing a pair of scissors, she cut the fabric from his body and his 8-inch cock. The real model sprang to attention. It was hairless from the balls up, and standing at attention. She bent forward with hands behind her back and licked her way up his balls to the top of his head, and licked around the head and slit. He is oozing pre-cum. She asked if he wanted to be finished inside her mouth or inside her cunt. He was mumbling something and she said she would show him the choices. So she sank the length of her mouth onto his cock and worked up and down a few times. She said he should feel the second choice, and proceeded to climb up on the table, and squatted just above his cock with her honey pot glistening. She grabbed his cock and rubbed it up and down her slit, moaning while doing it. She said she needed to feel the real thing to get ready for Saturday. She held his cock and then squatted down, just letting the head enter her. She moaned again, while he was moaning and rose up and down several times. He finally said he wanted to be finished with her mouth. She jumped down from the table and went to his cock head and said to get ready. He was harder than any cock I had ever seen. He was a specimen for sure, rock-hard body, and my wife started to suck and lick him, while working her fingers up and down her own slit. She worked on this cock for a few minutes and finally just sucked the tip. as he was starting his eruption, she sucked him further, and started her own orgasm, as they came in unison. Josh and my wife got dressed and said they would see each other on Saturday for more action. My wife came upstairs and into the desk room to see me naked in my chair, and said she thought someone might have been home. She said that until I ended my affair, she would continue her escapades. This was the first and not the last, and that I would not feel her mouth until I ended my escapade. She said if I wanted to watch on Saturday, she would allow me to stay in a bedroom overlooking the pool at her friend Jamal's place, and view her wife being taken by a black man. I told her I would stop my affair, and she said that would be fine, but that she had made a commitment to Josh, Dave, Jamal and another person that she would be there regardless on Saturday. The other person would be known on Saturday. She said it was another woman. Finally, she said she wanted to see me jerk off, as I was hard as a rock. I did and wondered what Saturday would be like. As Friday came and went, I was starting to wonder what Saturday would bring. Saturday morning my wife woke and went to the bathroom, and started the shower. She said she would be leaving for the party at 11:30, as the party started at 12 p.m. sharp. She told me I could watch her get ready if I was interested and might be able to help her. She said if I did not, she would attend another party next week, and it was part of payback for my affair indiscretions. She walked past me wearing my White Sox jersey, and I knew she was naked underneath. She told me to strip off my shirt and to put on my long pant pajamas bottoms. I did as I was told. She told me to remove her jersey, and to lather her legs and to shave them. I did as I was told, and started to become rock hard. She said for me to lather between her legs and to shave around the lips, and to leave a landing strip of pubic hair. I did as I was told and could see her wetness. I was leaking pre-cum, and my pants were starting to become wet and sticky. She walked into the shower, and spent a long time in there while I waited for her to return. I was told to towel her off, which I did. After I finished drying here, she went to her dresser and pulled out a small string bikini bottom and top, and put them on. I was trying not to come in my pants. She told me to lie down on the bed, as she had to make sure her lipstick was the correct color for the day. She put on red lipstick and proceeded to rub all around my cock with her hands, and then gently kissed my cock just the tip and looked at it to ensure she could see the lipstick on my cock head. She removed the red lipstick and put on a peach color, and did the same thing with my cock to ensure she could see the color. I was wondering why peach as it was hard to see. She decided to start the party with the peach color. She left me there and told me that I could come to the party if I stayed in the upstairs bedroom and that I would have a full view of the activities. Rather, she insisted that I come to the event or again, she would continue her activities after the party. She finished her outfit with a conservative pair of cargo type of shorts, and conservative tank top, wearing her silver jewelry, peach lipstick, very subdued cologne and low flat sandals she left, and I was given the address of the pool party, and told to be there by 12:30 sharp, and I would be led to the upstairs room. Upon arriving at the upscale and very large home, I knocked on the door and was stunned to be greeted by my sister-in-law, Liz, dressed in a short white see-through cover-up, wearing her silver bracelets, and anklets, along with a silver medallion which hung just above her cleavage. Liz is about the same size as my wife in terms of height, 5 feet 3 inches in weight, 120, but her breasts are much larger. She has super legs and arms, and her blue eyes and short blonde hair were both sparkling on this day. She greeted me with a long kiss and told me to follow her to the viewing room. As I entered the room I saw the entire pool area, as the room was set up to overlook the pool and patio. Liz told me it had a one-way mirror so no one in the pool area could see me, while I viewed them. She said to get comfortable too and to enjoy the show. And oh yes, she told me to strip, as Gina said I had to watch while naked, and in addition, while tied to a chair so I could not relieve myself during the day I told her I could not do that and Liz calmly pushed me into the chair and said I should rethink it, as Gina was determined to continue her actions if I did not follow instructions. Liz gave me a light kiss and said I would be well rewarded if I did comply while running her hands up the inside of my right leg. I stripped and sat in the chair while Liz bound my arms and legs, and then turned on monitors which provided views of the dressing rooms leading to the pool area. As she left I saw a man enter one of the dressing rooms. It was Josh. He entered the room and started to take his street clothes off, and put on his Speedo. Before putting on the Speedo, he stroked his cock a few times and laughed to himself. As he finished with the Speedo another man entered the room, he must have been Dave. He was taller than Josh with a surfer look, sandy blondish hair, with large forearms, and a tapered upper body. He pulled his shirt over his head, and it was covered in a blonde fuzz, but you could tell he was very defined. He pulled his shorts down, and out popped a large cock, larger than Josh's by a couple of inches, clean-shaven balls, and blonde hair surrounding the rest of his ample package. He too pulled on his cock a few times, and told Josh he was looking forward to enjoying Gina's lips on his cock. He said she had told him a few times over coffee how much she craved sucking cock, and gave him a few hints of what she could do to a man. He said he left with a tremendous hard on a number of occasions. He was hardening as he spoke, while Josh said he had experienced her mouth, and he would not be disappointed. As they were starting to leave the room, Jamal walked in and asked the guys if they approved of this home. They said of course. Jamal was the tallest, about 6 feet 6 inches, black and with a clean-shaven head. He pulled his shirt off and slid his shorts down to reveal a small thong type of suit barely concealing his enormous package. He said he was looking forward to having the sisters, Gina and Liz, begging for his male delight, and could not wait to feel their lips, mouth and cunt riding up and down on his member. As they left the room I saw them enter the pool area. To my right, I noticed the other monitor and saw Gina and Liz enter the other dressing room, and saw Gina lose her cargo shorts and tank top, while Liz took off her cover-up. They looked like goddesses, blonde, sparkling and ready for the day. Liz laughed and took a large black dildo from her bag and asked Gina if she thought Jamal was as big. Gina said bigger, but she wanted to find out. Gina asked Liz to kneel on top of the table and pulled Liz's shorts down and felt her wetness. She took the dildo and slid it into Liz from behind and Liz opened her mouth. Gina asked Liz if she was really ready for this, if not she could leave now. Liz said she was ready and wanted to do this and was ready to experience more than one man. Gina pulled the dildo from Liz's cunt and licked it clean of the juices. They reached into their bags and pulled out even smaller suits, tiny string bikinis, with just buttons covering their nipples and a small patch covering their front area, with strings holding the material in place. They were stunning to say the least. They exited the dressing room and entered the pool area and were greeted by the three men. They went to a table full of fruit and water and talked while enjoying some of the food. They walked to the largest part of the patio area, which was covered with yoga mats, and Dave said the session would begin with 30 minutes of yoga. As they each took a mat, they began to stretch breath and hold their poses. Their bodies were all very impressive and the men were straining to keep themselves covered, as their hard-ons were apparent. As the session ended, Josh said the next event was the cool-down and massage session to ensure their muscles were relaxed. They were divided into pairs, with Jamal without a partner. However, out of the corner of my eye I saw another person and it was Sharon, one of Gina's massage therapists. She was dressed in standard professional attire, and went to Jamal. The men would be massaged first. Dave and Gina were pairs, while Josh and Liz paired up. Suddenly, I heard Gina's voice clearly and realized she was mic'd for the event, and quite possibly they all were, but at this point Gina was clear as a bell. She asked Dave to get on the table. As he did, she pulled the arm and leg rests outward. Dave laughed and said he could not believe this was happening. She said to relax, and said she would be using her tongue on his balls and cock in a short while. She started the massage and Dave was starting to shake, as Gina worked his arms, legs and around his stomach, never touching his groin area. While this was happening, I noticed Liz was working on Josh, and she was at the point where she had him get up and remove his shorts. He lay back down, and she spread his legs further and started to massage his prostate area, applying a small amount of pressure, as his 8-inch cock was standing at attention. She bent down and lightly kissed the head and slit area. Sharon was working on Jamal and he was glistening the sunlight, as she worked his chest and stomach area. She had stripped down to a one-piece suit, and was sweating from the workout she was giving to Jamal. Though he still had his suit in place, it was straining to hold his member. I heard Sharon turn on her mic and say to Jamal, she was getting him ready for Gina's mouth, and he should relax as first she had to take care of Dave. Jamal moaned and said he would need to stop and watch Gina take on Dave when the time was right. Sharon said she would oblige him. I heard Liz talking now, and it suddenly dawned on me that the sound system was being run by someone, and quite possibly this was being videotaped as well. Liz told Josh she was ready to turn up the heat, so to speak, and as she said, the other couple stopped and turned to watch the action on the middle table. Dave sat up and turned to face the middle table while Gina stood behind him and rubbed his stomach lower and lower while also rubbing his legs and kissing his neck and ears. His cock had grown to over 9 inches, closer, and was dribbling pre-cum. Jamal sat up as well, and turned and Sharon worked on him in the same fashion, though his cock was still bundled in his suit. Liz knelt between the spread legs of Josh and while rubbing her slit, she started to lick his balls and scrotum area. She was rubbing her slit through her suit. As she moved upwards, she stopped working on herself and started to rub up the inside of Josh's legs, and his cock jerked skyward. She was a vision of beauty, as there was a sheen on her from the suntan lotion and her own sweat. She told Josh he could have her mouth or her cunt, and he was free to choose. I think I heard his older sister say that to Josh just days earlier. She said she was better with her cunt than her mouth. Josh asked for her cunt, and she moved upward and kissed his cock with her mouth, while swallowing him halfway down his 8-inch length. She stood up and removed her skimpy, barely legal outfit, and was naked in all her glory, and not 1 inch showed a tan line. She presented Josh her nipples and he kissed and licked them while lowering his hand to her honey pot, where he inserted a finger and started to caress her there. While doing this, Liz rose up on the table and held Josh's cock upward and asked for assistance from Dave and Jamal. She asked them to hold her over Josh's cock while Sharon held Josh's upward. Dave walked toward the table and Gina followed him and continued to run her fingers with her French cut nails down his abdomen close to his cock, but never touching it. Dave was on fire, and his cock continued to leak pre-cum, while she started to run her hands down his ass, teasing his backside. Teasing his abdomen and backside were tricks I experienced from her in the past. The best was yet to come for Dave. Sharon was close behind Jamal as well, and she performed the same techniques on him as Gina was performing on Dave, and the material holding Jamal's cock in place appeared to be getting wetter by the minute. As Dave and Jamal were in position, they raised Liz up and over Josh's 8-inch cock, and with Sharon holding it straight up at the base, the guys lowered Liz so just the tip of Josh's cock touched her slit. Her juices were flowing down his cock head. Josh raised his head and torso and was on his elbows watching the show, as Liz told the boys to lower her again. As they did, half of his mini monster disappeared into her blonde love box. They lowered again, and she hit bottom. Dave put his head back in disbelief and Liz started to moan, as the boys lifted her back up and let just the tip stay in her opening, as they slowly lowered her again. They did this 5 times with the same interval. As the 6th time came, they started to raise her up and down more quickly, and Josh started to thrust back at her. Her ass was slapping his balls. They boys now held her each with one hand under her buttocks and started to caress her nipples with the other hand. Liz was beside herself, as was Josh, and they came in unison and the boys let her collapse on top of Josh. She kissed him long and hard, and they were left to hold each other. Dave was close to coming by just watching the experience which had unfolded in front of him. Gina continued to rub his abdomen and buttocks. Her mic was turned on, and she asked Dave if he was ready for his turn. He said yes, and told him to sit on the table. As he did, Sharon raised the table to allow his cock to be level with Gina's mouth. Gina licked her lips and asked Sharon for the red lipstick. She put it on her lips and asked Dave where he wanted her lips. He said his cock, and she said, "How about your balls first?" She kissed his balls for the first time and ran her finger close to his anus, tickling the short hairs of his ass. He was shaking with excitement and anticipation as she worked her tongue up his balls and towards his cock head. His 9.5-inch cock was pulsing, and the vein was larger than I ever remember seeing on a cock. Gina stopped at the head and kissed his head while holding it with her fingers. The red ring on his cock from her lipstick was almost too much. She held his cock and plunged up and down on his member for almost 2 minutes. Stopping, she started to masturbate him with her right hand while running her left hand dangerously close to his anus. While doing this, she started to insert her index finger into his anus, which is an unbelievable sensation combined with masturbation. Dave tilted his head back and started to moan, and all the while Jamal was saying he could not believe what he was witnessing, and he was still being held in place by his fabric. She stopped stroking his cock and slowly swallowed him to his pubic bone, and held him inside her mouth and throat, and then started to stroke with her mouth, using one hand to stroke him with feathery touches. With the other hand, she started to stroke his anus. Dave was moaning, when Gina started to say through lips and mouth filled with cock how much she loved to suck cock and taste cum, and then it happened. Dave tensed and started to erupt inside her mouth. Gina was swallowing his huge load. Dave lay back on the table exhausted, as Gina went to his mouth and French kissed him so he could taste his cum. Gina went towards Jamal, and with her mic turned on so everyone could hear her, she said, "Jamal, I have been asked by the women of the yoga class to provide you with a gift of their appreciation for being at yoga and for holding his party for part of our class." She gave Jamal a long kiss on the lips and mouth, and led him to the middle of the yoga mats, and asked him to stand in the middle of the area. She started to run her hands up his chest, and down towards his abdomen, and down his legs. Sharon brought one of the tables in the middle of the mats, and left it there. Jamal was asked to lie on the table by Gina. As everyone came around the table in a semicircle to view the action, Liz was stroking Josh's expanding cock, and Sharon, now naked and showing her young lean figure, was being fingered slowly by Dave. Gina removed her bikini and stood over Jamal and started to caress her nipples and cunt lips with her hands and nails. She was putting on quite a show for the guests and Jamal, and said she could not wait to feel a black inside her mouth and inside her cunt. She said it was time for everyone to see what Jamal had been hiding all day. She went to Jamal's side and started to kiss his mouth while running her hands down his smooth, hairless body. She asked Jamal if she could unwrap his package, and he said yes. She proceeded to lift his waistband and let part of his monster escape its confines. She let the waistband return to its position and bent down to lick the head of his monster as it lay on his abdomen. It was at least 3 inches past his waistband, and Gina started to talk, saying it was beautiful and tasted even better. She asked Sharon to give her the peach lipstick, and she put it on her lips and pulled the suit the rest of way off Jamal, and out sprang an 11-inch cock with huge balls. The girth was just as impressive as the length. Gina looked at his cock and said he would never forget this day, as she lightly grabbed his cock and with a feathery touch smeared the massive glob of precum over the head, concentrating on running her thumb and forefinger up and down the slit of his monster. He was saying he could not wait to see her lips on his cock. She bent forward, and while looking up at him, she kissed his head, leaving a peach-colored ring on the top. She licked her hand with her mouth and started to stroke him up and down while watching the precum ooze from the tip. She slurped it off the slit with her tongue, and while swallowing said how good it tasted to her. Off to the side, Liz stood behind Josh stroking his cock, while Sharon was doing the same to Dave. As she was naked, she plunged a finger into her slit and moaned, while Jamal was moaning as well. She asked Jamal how he wanted to be finished, cunt or mouth. Jamal said he wanted her to use her mouth but wanted her to taste herself on his cock, and therefore she had to fuck him first. Gina said she could handle that, and started to climb on top of Jamal but was stopped by Dave and Josh, who said big sis, Gina, would have to experience the same sensation as little sis, Liz, had experienced earlier with Josh. Gina said it was different, and they said it was not. She relented but said she would have thanked them first, and went to each one and sucked on their cocks for a minute each. She stroked each one for a minute, while Liz and Sharon worked on Jamal by stroking his cock to ensure it stayed hard for Gina. Dave and Josh pulled away from Gina, as Dave sank to his knees, spread her cut lips, and worked his tongue up and down her slit, while Josh worked on her nipples with his hands and open mouth. Gina was on fire, as the boys lifted her up, while Sharon and Liz held Jamal's cock straight up, rubbing the slit with their fingers. The boys held Gina over his monster and let just the tip tickle her cunt. Jamal said, "Come on, Gina, it is time to feel how good black can be." As the boys lowered her a quarter way down his rod, Gina was moaning, and they let her to down further. She hit bottom at 8 inches, and they raised her up and down 5 to 10 times. She said she had to come, and they said not yet. The boys raised her off Jamal, while Jamal got up and asked Gina to lay on the table. He spread the arms and leg rests and bound her to the table, as the boys went to her bottom area and Dave began licking her cunt lips and clit. While Josh was teasing her anus, Jamal presented his trophy to her lips, and she sucked him down. He continued to feed his member to her, and she sucked with abandon. She was on the verge of coming when Jamal released her. She turned towards him on all fours and started to work on him with her mouth and right hand, while Dave positioned his cock at her rear and entered her blonde-covered treasure from behind. Dave started a slow fucking motion as she went to work on Jamal's monster. She sucked just the head in and licked the slit while running her hands down to his balls and passed them to tickle his prostrate. It looked like he had grown even larger, as Gina concentrated on sucking him deeper, while stroking his cock with her right hand and holding herself up with her left arm, while Dave continued to stroke his meat in and out of her dripping opening. His cock was glistening with her juices and mucus. As Dave was nearing the end, Gina started to go even deeper on Jamal while continuing to stroke his massive erection. Jamal threw his head back and I watched as his balls began to contract towards his body, while Dave's were doing the same. Gina could sense and feel Jamal about to lose his load. She withdrew her mouth from his cock and I watched her stroke him, and his spear was rock hard. She asked him if she should swallow it or let him come on her. He did not respond, and she said she would just stop stroking until he made a decision. He yelled out for her to swallow him, and she slowly sank her mouth onto his spear and continued to stroke him. He started to erupt, and she continued to stroke as her checks puffed out with the volume of his load. She yelled out she loved his taste. He collapsed, while she continued to lick the remainder of the cum from this cock and balls, as Dave came inside her from behind. She left the three boys and walked out of the picture with Liz. They appeared in the room I was in and released me from my bindings and laid me on the floor. Gina presented her cunt to me and asked me to eat her while Liz went to my cock and inserted it into her golden treasure. I ate my wife with abandon. As she started to come, the boys appeared the room and Josh presented his cock to Gina while Dave presented his to Liz. Off to the side of the room, Jamal was fucking Sharon in a reverse cowgirl position. It was a scene from an orgy. As Liz was working my cock with her vaginal muscles, I came in an eruption. While working on Gina's cunt, she came in a massive orgasm, as Josh was emptying his load into her mouth. Liz left my cock and worked on Dave as he came and collapsed. We watched the last couple standing, as Sharon was working on Jamal's monster. With her cunt, her lips were stretched. Gina and Liz went to her and sucked on each of her nipples, while rubbing Jamal's balls. In a few minutes, Jamal and Sharon came in a heap. I still watched the tape, and on occasion Gina milks my cock while I eat Liz, or reverse. Either way, my cock is well taken care of by the sisters.
Chapter 02
Gina continued to attend her yoga class after the pool party held by her fellow class members. She was never in better shape. We watched the tape of the action from the yoga pool party on many occasions in the months since the event. Every time we watched it, and she saw herself being lowered onto Jamal's large black spear, she would stroke and suck me to an erection. She said I could never fill her as completely as Jamal, I would have to do. At the end of the fourth month, I came home from work late one evening and was surprised to find Gina watching the tape by herself. Not only was she watching it alone, she was stroking a large black dildo in and out of her gaping cunt. She had on her silver bracelet, peach color lipstick, and her nails were freshly done, French cut style. Paying no attention to me, she watched the end of the tape and let out a low moan to complete her orgasm. I stared at the scene before me and watched her walk past to grab her robe from the bathroom. While slipping her robe on, she went to the bed. She asked me to sit down, as she needed to tell me about her new career, and there would not be a compromise. Though she said she kept telling herself she would not have sex with any of her yoga partners again. She realized it caused a change in her. She could not stop thinking about well-built masculine men, in terms of muscularity and sexuality. She knew she had a talent, and men would pay for her services, and she was determined to make money while she was able, had the talent, and an understanding husband. My jaw dropped, and as I started to speak, she simply said, "Honey, you fucked around with your little partner for 3 years. I gave you every opportunity to stop and you refused, so after the pool party I realized I expect to have sex whenever I want, and the only difference being, is I am smarter than you. I will not get involved in an emotional attachment, but I will enjoy myself and make it profitable." Her new venture was private yoga, catering to men only. She had three investment partners, Josh, Dave, and Jamal. The sessions were private one-on-one meetings with men selected and screened by her partners. They included videotaped sessions, and the participants would receive royalties for the number of paid views on the website. She asked me to type in name of the site on her search bar. Up popped three pictures. The titles were Josh 8 inches, Dave 9 and a half inches, and Jamal 11 inches. There stood each man with a full erection standing next to a nearly naked Gina in her button bikini, tan hard body, with her left hand running down towards their cock, wearing her silver bracelet, with white tipped nails, her hand greasy from the lotion shining on their cock. The caption under each man read, "This is better than hot yoga, and you have three options, a hand workout, an oral workout, a cunt envelopment workout, or the deluxe workout." Gina told me to click on each workout. I told her I did not need to see anymore. Looking at me with anger in her eyes, she said, "Please do or I might do something you will regret." I could think of too many things, and clicked on the hand workout. It showed Josh standing in a G-string covered in sweat. His G-string had ties at each hip, and Gina topless with a tiny G-string with ties at each hip. Josh, the 33-year-old outdoorsman, rock climber, with huge forearms, V-shaped torso, and light covering of brown body hair, was told by Gina to get into the upward plank pose. He went into the pose, as she ran her white-tipped nails down the front of his body. She asked him to hold the pose for 2 minutes. As he was holding the pose, she ran her hands down his torso past his G-string, down the inside of each leg and back up. He completed the pose, and rested for a minute. She told him to get into the next pose, the wide-angle standing forward bend, hands-to-floor variation. The pose ensured his cock would be hanging down so that it could be milked if she wanted to try it. Josh got into his pose and she said it would be for another 2 minutes. With his head on the floor and looking back away from Gina, legs spread wide, she ran her nails up the back of his legs while standing in front of him. I am not sure how he maintained his balance. She bent down to his ear and whispered something. He moaned as she untied his G-string and helped it fall away from his body. The camera panned to a close-up of his large cock, and back to her left hand rubbing up and down the crack of his exposed ass. He was trembling and an on-screen clock showed a minute left in the pose. She ran the fingers of her right hand lightly down the length of his shaft, as the camera panned to a view of his slit oozing pre-cum. She ran her index finger through the slit and smeared the pre-cum over his stretched cock head. The clock displayed 30 seconds, and a split screen of her right index finger and nail running through the slit smearing more of his pre-cum juice onto his head, while her left hand was teasing his anal area. As the time expired, he slumped to the floor to rest. His cock was rock hard and pulsing from his workout. While he was resting, the camera went to Gina, who was getting a jar of coconut oil ready. She was heating it slightly in warm water to ensure it would melt quickly. After his 1 minute break, she told him to get in the volcano pose. This pose would allow her to have complete access to his cock for stroking. His arms would be above his head, and his cock would be stretched out in front of him. The on-screen timer showed no time. When Josh went into the pose, the clock started. A deep male voice, the first time I heard a narrator, said the pose would end when one party gave up. Gina went to him and being only 5 feet 4 inches to his 6 feet 1 inch, she ran her hands up his torso, down his sides and legs avoiding his cock. She went behind him and ran her hands down his legs from behind and then around the front. Kissing down his backside, she rose up and from around the back came her left hand with the silver bracelet on her wrist. Reaching to the side, and with the camera zooming to her hand, she grabbed some coconut oil. As it dripped from her hand, she let it drip onto his shaft and cock head. When it was coated, she stroked the length of the shaft slowly. Working her way back down, she coated his balls and forced him to spread his legs. While doing this, she put oil on her right hand and it disappeared into his anal area. Josh was sweating and trembling, as the narrator asked Gina how long he would last. She said less than 2 minutes. He said he could beat that time. She proceeded to stroke his cock with her left hand up and down over the large head with each stroke. She did this for 30 seconds and for the next 30 she ran her white-tipped nail through the slit of his cock head while stroking the base with her right hand. After 1 minute, she twisted her left fist back and forth over his cock head, inserting a finger of her right hand into his anal opening. With 30 seconds left, she started stroking at a blistering pace, while teasing his anal opening. The camera panned away to a frontal view, as his balls began their contraction. She sensed this and moved to the front of Josh. The camera came in closer, as he strained to keep from coming. Sensing this, she ran her palm over his contracting ball sack, continuing up his shaft using the hand-over-hand technique, telling him he could have selected the oral option, and he would have felt her mouth by now. She went to a feathery stroke, and she had Josh. His first eruption was a rope into her chest, then two more coated her breasts. She coaxed the last bit of juice from his cock and rubbed it into her chest. She gave him a long open mouth kiss, and the scene ended. Gina was breathing heavily when she said to click on the oral workout. I clicked. The scene opened with Dave and her sitting by a pool, Jamal's pool. She was in the tiny string bikini she had worn when Josh helped her get ready for the pool party, barely covering her nipples, exposing the sides of her breasts, and a string covering her womanhood. Dave looked even more defined than last time in terms of his biceps, forearms, chest and legs, all covered in blonde hair. Though the oldest of the investors, he did not give anything away in terms of physique. Gina had a thing for him whether emotional or not, they had a spark between them. He was in a small USA-themed Speedo, and it showed off his impressive package. I was to find out during this video, the private yoga venture included massage therapy. She was sitting next to him talking while he was lounging on a chaise. She was rubbing her hand down his left arm, running her white-tipped nails on the inside of his arm. She asked him to do a couple of poses as part of his warm-down. He rose from the chaise, his bulge very prominent in his Speedo. She said she would give him a warm-down massage after the two additional poses. As she led him to a clear table with an open area in the middle, she said it would require he remove his trunks. She told him she would take care of the removal, running her hands down the front of his chest, stopping at his waist. She kissed his navel, lowering her torso in front of him, slowly pulling his trunks down his legs. Into view came his impressive package, 9.5 inches of pulsing cock, clean-shaven shaft, and balls. The camera zoomed into Gina's face, as she said, I cannot wait to provide your oral workout. Dave let out a low moan, as the camera caught her tongue swiping the slit, his cock pulsing from the touch of her hot tongue. She asked him to get on the table and into a plank. As he got into the plank, his cock was sticking down through the open area of the table and a camera was looking up through the opening. She was able to kneel underneath the table, with her mouth in a position to provide oral stimulation. He was 15 seconds into his pose, when she took her tongue and bathed his balls. Dave was always loud, and was moaning, saying how great her tongue felt on his balls. She moved up the underside of his shaft, bathing the large vein, continuing to his corona licking around the sensitive head. She went back and forth on his cock using this technique for the next 45 seconds, as he was shaking from the exertion of the plank and the oral workout he was receiving from Gina. He climbed from the table as instructed by Gina and was led by her to the chaise. The camera zoomed to his cock as a constant stream of pre-cum dripped from his slit. He lay on the chaise and I realized it was a massage table. She pushed a lever and raised the table to allow her a better position for her hands and mouth. She told him to assume the upward plank pose, which pushed his cock upward and away from his body. She went to a table on the side of the massage table and squirted lotion onto her hands, and moved down Dave's ripped torso, over his pecs, down his abs towards his large 9 1/2 muscle, and bypassed it, moving down his legs to his feet. He was making more noise, and I heard him ask Gina to use her mouth on his cock. She smiled and said in due time, as she worked back up his body the same way she came down, again avoiding his pulsing cock. This time she gave him a long open-mouthed kiss, and asked when was the last time he came. He said a week ago, and asked her to please let him feel her mouth. With 15 seconds left on the clock, she went to his cock and kissed the tip, and slowly sank her mouth halfway down his shaft and back up over the top, withdrawing and moving to his lips to give him another long kiss. The timer went off and she pulled a lever at the bottom and top of the table, and he was spread eagle. She took 4 Velcro straps and secured his arms and legs. His cock was dripping pre-cum, the entire slit was covered in the clear liquid of his juice. I noticed a small video screen on the table next to the massage table, as did Dave at nearly the same time. It provided him a point of view of his cock being worked over by Gina's talented mouth. She noticed him watching and moving to his ear. She whispered, "I put a lot of time and effort into the male mind and what would put the participants and viewers over the top." While whispering, she used a feathery touch over his cock as he watched on the video screen. Moving into the center opening between his widespread legs, she rubbed lotion up the inside of his legs. She took her left hand and holding his cock steady, she sucked the clear liquid juice from his slit. The camera zoomed in and her tongue was sliding through his slit and around his head. He was watching at the same time and he saw his balls contract slightly as she smiled, opened her mouth, and started a slow descent down the shaft towards his blonde bush surrounding the base of his massive cock. She stopped at the 7-inch mark and went back up and over his pulsing cock head. She went down again to 8 inches and back up and over, then down to 9 inches, and finally she sank to the bottom of his shaft. She was an expert of the tease. Coming back up after hitting bottom, she worked up and down and over his head for several minutes, going halfway down each time. Dave's balls were contracting upward, as she told him she needed to take a break. He yelled out, "Please let me come." Gina asked what he wanted, and he said, "Please let me stroke myself while you work your magic mouth on my cock." She said, "Only if you promise to stop when I tell you." He agreed and was released from his ties. He sat on the table as she lowered it to allow her to kneel in front of him. He wrapped his hand around his massive meat and began stroking as she worked her mouth in unison with the motion of his hand. It did not take long for her to feel his shaft filling, and she told him to stop. He stopped, and she ran a white-tipped nail up his large vein, watching it pulse, as he moaned, trying to hold back. The camera panned in closer, and she sucked harder and faster on his cock. Catching his balls contract for the final time, the camera showed her accepting and swallowing his huge load. Dave fell onto his arms as Gina came to him and kissed him long and hard so he could taste his own juice. "My feeling is," Jamal suggested to Gina, "the joint venture between her 3 yoga partners, and probably the term, envelopment, for the 3rd workout. She enveloped his huge organ during the pool party 4 months ago, and the contrast of black and blonde can be extremely erotic. My fingers did not want to click to open the scene with Gina and Jamal. Before I could do it, she reached over and clicked it for me, giving my cock a stroke. Unlike the pool party where Jamal was not unveiled until the near the end of the party, this scene opened with Jamal standing in the warrior pose completely nude and covered in sweat, V-shaped torso, perfect abs, and legs. His cock was semi-erect and impressive even in its present state. He was the only person on screen posing on the deck of his pool. After completing his pose, he went to the next pose, a form of exercise, a variation of the plank with one arm in a plank. He raised the other arm, holding it for 15 seconds and then switching to the next arm. It caused his body to stretch out, while his cock remained semi-erect. The next pose was Warrior 1 with his arms over his head and leg forward. He was showing off his definition. Gina walked into the pool area behind him. She was wearing a see-through beach cover-up, with nothing underneath. Her nipples were erect and her tan was complete with a thin covering of hair over her opening. A leather bracelet was on her right wrist and leather anklets on each leg. Moving behind Jamal, she asked if he was ready for his envelopment workout. He smiled, his cock growing an inch, as he said hello to Gina. She told him to stay in the pose, running her fingers lightly down his back towards his gluts and rubbed around the front, bypassing his rising cock. His cock twitched and appeared to grow again, and was becoming harder. Moving around to his front, she went past him and turned to face him. His cock grew another inch, as he viewed her near naked body, 34-inch breasts, erect nipples and white-tipped nails. Turning her back to him, she told him to hold his arms to the side and spread his legs slightly. She untied the front of the cover-up and let it fall to her feet. Moving forward, she went into a wide-angle standing forward bend, hands to floor variation, and he was able to see her perfect legs, calves and ass. Her opening was exposed to him, and the camera zoomed into a view of her opening, and the moisture forming on the petals of her flower. Jamal's cock rose upward and it appeared it was close to the full 11 inches. She stopped her pose and turned to face him. The contrast was striking, Gina at 5 feet 4 inches and Jamal at 6 feet 6 inches, one blonde and one black. She asked him to get in a forward plank pose. As Jamal was preparing for this pose, the narrator in his deep voice asked the spotters to come forward. I could see she was surprised to hear there were spotters. Apparently, this was not part of the script. She whispered into my ear, this was unplanned, and I may never stop my new venture now. Into the picture came 2 more impressive men, Eric, her live-in boyfriend of many years, and who she honed her oral techniques on, and Louis, one of Jamal's business partners. They were dressed in tiny G-strings, which barely covered their large cocks. Louis is a light-skinned black man, handsome, 6'0" with hair covering his front side. His cock appeared very, very thick. The narrator told them to help her into the upward-facing open-angle pose. This pose had her sitting on her but with legs spread 90 degrees and her hands holding her legs open. The narrator asked Eric and Lewis to help her into the pose and to keep her there, and to ensure she was well lubricated. The men moved her to a massage table and placed her on the table. Lewis pulled a lever to drop the front of the table and from behind turned her head and gives her a long kiss as he massages her nipples. While doing this, Eric moved to her front and spread her legs. He bent down and with his tongue spread the petals of her flower and probed her opening with this long tongue. She was moaning, and his lips were very quickly coated with her juices. The narrator asks if she is ready and Lewis and Eric nod their heads. Jamal assumes the forward plank pose as Lewis and Eric carry her to Jamal. He has been watching the action, and his cock is at its apex, and the tip is glistening with his juice. The men hold Gina over Jamal's monster and lower her into position. There is a close-up of her flower and petals, with her thin blonde bush hovering above his huge black cock. The men let her down and his cock penetrates her opening. His envelopment workout is starting as she is lowered onto his spear. She is moaning and asking them to move her up. They let her hit bottom, and slowly move her up the large shaft and lower her again. After the third time, the narrator tells them to bring her to the massage table and for Jamal to follow them. They put her in the upward-facing open-angle pose and help her by holding her legs wide with her hands. Jamal moves forward and feeds his cock into her opening. His workout is starting to get intense. He grips the side of the table and moves forward hitting bottom. The camera shows his cock being coated with her juices, and her cunt being stretched by his massive cock. Her canal envelopes him. The partners are coated in sheen of sweat, each of them trying to prolong the intensity of their sexual workout. As the two workout partners are nearing the end of their session, he ramps up the workout by ramming his cock in and out of her opening at a faster pace, as she tries to use her muscles to clamp down on his cock. He cannot take any more stimulation. The camera focuses on his cock and balls. His balls contract, and the narrator tells us to get ready for the climax. He lets go and pumps his load into her. He continues to pump when she yells out, and throws her head back in orgasmic ecstasy. Eric and Lewis move back from the scene, and I am left to wonder what workout they will select with Gina. Since we have spent the last 3 hours watching the scenes from her website, Gina has shed her robe and is sitting naked on the bed. She rubs my arm and states there is one last workout to watch, the deluxe workout. I try to imagine what it could be, as she tells me it contains a partner from her past, someone who provided part of the impetus for loving sex with well-endowed masculine men with great physiques, and nice body hair patterns and large amounts of body hair. She did not wait for me to click the final workout. She was rubbing closer to her gaping opening, which was moist and ready. The workout opened with Hiro sitting on the deck of Jamal's pool on a yoga mat. She was dressed in a pair of short yoga pants and a sports bra. Her midriff was bare, and she had on her leather anklets and a leather bracelet on her left wrist in a downward dog pose. The narrator said this session was the deluxe workout and it would include the last of the four investors. This particular deluxe workout was for Gina, and it was more than yoga. It could include any of the investors in the future, and it would always include three participants, one being an investor. So, to start the website off with a bang, so to speak, she would be the first investor to participate with yoga only. As Gina was moving out of her pose, two men appeared in the shadows of the pool. She completed her poses and took off her yoga bottoms to reveal a tiny white thong. She moved to the pool and dove in to wash the sweat from her body. She came walking out of the pool up the steps from the swallow end. Her suit was see-through. Her nipples were erect and her large areolae were visible and beautiful. The thong clung to her tight bottom and showed a thin line of hair covering the gap between her legs. Two men walked out of the shadows towards Gina, one white and one black, Eric and Lewis. More mature in age, more experienced in terms of sex, and each man nude. Eric covered in well-manicured dark brown hair with the classic line leading from his navel to his 8-inch cock, shaft, and balls hairless to accentuate his length and girth. Lewis being covered in tight curly hair, with a line leading from his navel to his 9-inch cock, shaft, and balls hairless to accentuate his length and his girth, which was thicker than I had ever seen. She smiled as the men approached her. Gina stopped the men by lightly placing a hand in the middle of their chests. Eric and Lewis smiled and said they were ready for the deluxe workout. Moving her hand lower on their bodies, she ran a finger along the length of the cock of each man. And turning first to Lewis, she kissed the tip of his thick organ. Switching to Eric, she kissed the tip of this large cock, and let her mouth slip over the head. She was running her tongue into his slit, as Eric said he remembered when she was learning her techniques. Each man took one side of her, working their way in unison down her body. They took turns giving her a long open-mouthed kiss, removed her sports bra and worked over the nipple on their side of her body. First with an open palm, then pulling the nipple upward with their index finger and thumb at least 10 times each to ensure it was sensitive and erect. They went down her body and spread her legs, as they took turns running their hands up the inside of her leg, avoiding her slit. After a couple of minutes, Lewis knelt in front of Gina, reached up and pulled her thong down her legs. His cock almost touched the pool deck. The men walked her to a chaise as Eric sat down. His cock was pointing upward. The gray of his temples and the speckles of gray in his chest hair were a sign of his vast experience. Lewis had speckles of gray in his chest hair as well. Eric reached to the side and grabbing the coconut oil, he slathered it into his left hand. As the camera zoomed in closer, he coated his cock and balls, working his fist over the head of his cock for several long and slow strokes. She was watching intently, As she ran her tongue over her gloss-covered lips, bending forward she whispered into Eric's ear. Soon I will show you what I learned during our time together. She was bent forward at the hip with breasts dangling in front of Eric's moist mouth. Apparently, she did not realize or forgot Louis was behind her. He grabbed her hips from behind and leaning forward he whispered into her ear. Soon I will show how I love to eat blonde pussy. As he was leaning forward she could feel his large thick cock probing her opening. He pulled back, the camera catching the view of a string of mucus running from her opening to the head of his cock. The contrast of white, blonde and black was very erotic. He pushed her forward at her hips and she was forced into having her hands on Eric's groin and hip area. Louis spread her legs and kneeling behind her, he inhaled the smell of her sex and ran his tongue up her slit. Shuddering she ran her tongue the length of Eric's large specimen. Eric was the one shuddering now. Louis used his hands to spread her flower and sucked first her left petal and then the right. He drew them into his mouth and afterward pushed his tongue into her opening and searched for her hard clit. Finding it, he worked it over and over, as she moaned. She was mirroring Louis' actions on Eric's cock, as she sucked his slit and ran her tongue down the middle of the opening. She worked his head and slit over and over, sucking the corona with force. He was moaning, stroking his cock as she sucked the large head. Meanwhile, Louis was adding his finger to the action using the combination of finger and mouth to work over her clit and provide more stimulation. She was trying to stay focused on Eric. Smiling she sank the length of his cock, the full 8 inches, hitting his bush with her nose. Still mirroring Louis, she tickled Eric's anal opening with one of her white-tipped nails. It caused him to let out a moan, as she moved up his cock, and down again. It would be a race to see who would be first to come Eric with his large biceps, and forearms, pecs and abs in a covering of dark brown hair, as she worked his cock over, which was devoid of hair. It was perfect for the camera, as his balls were starting their contraction from the stimulation of her mouth, tongue and her touch. The view of Gina with the leather accessories on her ankles and one wrist, breasts hanging down. Louis at her rear, with large arms, huge chest and massive cock in terms of thickness. Though it was 9 inches in length, the girth was 7.5 inches. The sight was causing a growing wet spot in my pants. She was on the verge of letting go, as Louis was nibbling her clit, working 2 fingers in and out of her opening at the same time. She bucked letting her mouth come off Eric, as she opened her mouth and let out a low moan, breathing fast as Louis removed his fingers from her opening and worked the tip of his tongue directly on her clit. It was pinpoint, as she came with Louis slowly removing this tongue. He was dripping pre-cum from his large and impressive organ. Meanwhile, Eric was using both hands on his meat, stroking it, and asking Gina to finish him. He was streaming pre-cum, as she recovered enough to lick some of the juices. She went to the underside and bathed his large vein with her tongue, while working on his balls with her fingers and nails. Suddenly, I heard her say please not yet, as Louis was rubbing the head of his black spear up and down her slit, lubricating it with her juices. It appeared to grow bigger with the stimulation. He continued to tease her with it for a few minutes, when she screamed for him to give it to her. He asked her what she wanted, she said please fuck me with your massive black cock. He moved his hips forward and the camera caught the large head and shaft sliding through her opening, becoming enveloped by her cunt. He did not stop and sunk to the bottom, pulling out his cock wet with her juices. He started a sawing motion holding her hips still, so he could pound harder and receive more stimulation. She was into the motion and did not skip a beat on Eric. Eric's balls were contracted into his body, as he yelled out that he was coming. She swallowed all of his juice, as he moved forward to kiss and suck on her nipples. Louis was sweating pounding in and out of Gina at the rear. She was working to control her vaginal muscles to give him stimulation. He realized she had as much experience as him, and years of doing Kegel exercises were paying off for her, as she was able to experience a better climax. The benefit to her partner was unbelievable sensations. This blonde was making Louis feel things he had never felt, as her muscles were grasping at his cock. The camera had a perfect view of the two workout partners and their contrast. Black and white, large and small. Eric was hard again, which was not a surprise. He was always ready for more. He had unbelievable recovery powers and stamina. He waved his large cock in front of her, and from their past experience she knew he was ready for more action. Louis was nearing the end as he was slowing down, and the telltale sign, contracting balls. Gina was the aggressor now, as she was pulling on his cock with her vaginal muscles. She asked Louis to let the camera see his eruption. He was straining to hold back and it was useless. As he was ready to let go, he pulled his massive cock from her opening. His cock was covered in her mucus, and shot forth a large rope onto her lower back. 2 additional streams followed, as Louis said it was the best envelopment workout he ever had. Eric continued to pull on his cock in front of Gina's mouth. She kissed it lightly and said she needed to have one more climax, and wanted to feel his cock in her opening. He gave her an open-mouthed kiss and pushed her onto her back on the chaise. I knew what position he wanted as I had seen it before. He grabbed her legs and spread them into AV, as he placing her ankles against his shoulders and moved forward. The camera moved in as his cock slowly penetrated her flower and the petals hugged his shaft. He teased her by giving her part of his cock and pulling out completely, rubbing his large head up and down and over her clit. He slowly fed his shaft into her and went further this time, and did the same trick on her clit. His cock was soaked with her juices, as he went further until his dark brown bush was buried completely enveloped by her pulsing cunt. His brown bush touching her blonde landing strip, smiling she said let's see if you can deal with my muscles, as she worked his cock. He proceeded to work her over for 5 minutes, slow, fast, and in between. As they were ready to come, Gina wanted to finish the scene on top. He pulled out and lay on the chaise with his cock pointing up like a flagpole. She moved to him, kissing long open mouth while reaching down. She found his cock, lightly stroking him with her white-tipped nails. He was leaking pre-cum, so she bent to his cock and licked his slit clean. Eric was moaning, as she went lower and sucked him into her mouth, and worked just the tip of his cock with her tongue, ensuring his corona was given loving care. Stopping, she threw her leg over his torso, and the camera caught the classic picture of his cock and her opening, her petals hovering above. She lowered herself onto his shaft, and he took control before she could react and hammered her for another minute, as she screamed with her orgasm. Regaining her composure, she raised off Eric. She worked her hand up and down his cock, whispering, "I want all of the subscribers to see what they can experience you if they have the qualifications, and how much cum I can coax from a cock." Her hand was working his cock over, as she added her mouth to the action and sucked him to this bush. Pulling her mouth and lips from his cock, she ran her tongue up the large vein, over the large rim, as she lightly sucked the streaming pre-cum from his slit. Laughing, she reached for the coconut oil and dribbled a large amount down his overheated cock. She whispered into his ears so the camera mics could pick it up, "I want to try a feather hand-over-hand stroke for a minute." Eric sat up in the chaise as Gina moved one hand slowly up his large cock and over the head, while moving the other hand from the base up over his cock head, very lightly. She began a slow, rhythmic motion with her hands, as the camera caught his balls tightening with the feathery stroking of his impressive specimen. Removing her hands, the camera showed his pulsing, glistening balls and shaft. Into view came her lips and mouth running alongside the balls and shaft. After a few minutes of this teasing, Gina used her tongue to follow the same course as her lips. His cock seemed to pulse even more, and his balls were severely contracted from the incredible stimulation. She looked into his eyes as she plunged her mouth down the shaft. His balls contracted and the vein on the underside of his cock was pulsing. She moved her lips and mouth over the large head for less than 30 seconds as Eric moaned and said, "You are still the best." She kissed him long and hard, while stroking his cock with her hand-over-hand technique, ensuring the sensitive head was included each time. He exploded. She watched as the cum blast into the air, landing on his body and coating his brown bush. She worked it into his body. The workout ended with Gina licking his cock clean, as she encouraged her future customers to sign up. Turning to me, Gina pulled my pants off, pushed me onto my back, squatted over and sank onto my cock. I grabbed her ass and held it, while I pounded into her. She said she planned to add a fourth option, the two mouth, for hands options. She said, "I have invited Liz to join you and me to film the fourth option," whispering into my ear, "How long could you last with two mouths working over your shaft, slit and head, causing my aching balls to let loose of their load?" The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts. Their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.